This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 14, 2016. Bridget Turcotte writes on itemlive.com that Stephen Cole has been hired as the new planning and development director in the town of Saugus. Cole has experience working for the city of Springfield, where he filled several roles, including operations manager of development services, chief of staff for the mayor, and project manager for the financial division. Most recently, he worked as the director of economic development for the city of Hartford, Connecticut. As the head of the newly created Planning and Development Department, Cole will tackle land use and planning, energy, housing and space, open space projects and initiatives, infrastructure needs assessments, and conduct efforts to attract economic development. He will oversee Krista Leahy, who assumed the role of town planner at the end of August. The Lynn School Committee is reviewing the attendance policy in the city. Bill Newell has that story.
Students take days off from school for many different reasons, a principal told school committee members in Lynn Thursday, but relatively few abuse the attendance policy. In a story in today's item by Bridget Turcotte, committee members weighed these words before deciding to leave the current policy intact. The policy, last reviewed in 2014, allows 7 days off of unexpected absences per academic quarter. Committee member Lorraine Gately requested a closer look at the policy at a meeting last month. She expressed concern that many students are taking advantage of the policy and aren't developing good work habits. Jean Constantino, principal at Lynn Classical High School, spoke in favor of the current policy, pointing out the high-need students who could suffer from a lesser amount of unexcused days. Quote, "We have kids that take days like vacation days," he said. "I think the key is to try to change that. We have a high-needs group. Many of our students miss school for legitimate reasons. Some students face unique challenges with their family or home life," he said. "Others miss school because they need to take care of their younger siblings." Rather than change the policy, he suggested principals and teachers handle the problem within the school, making each day and class important and offering incentives for perfect attendance that will encourage students to go to school, he said. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News that Salem State University trustees voted Thursday night to stop investing in coal companies, but fell short of a longstanding demand by hundreds of students and faculty to fully divest from all fossil fuels. In a meeting that drew a standing room only crowd of about 100 people, trustees said it would not be financially prudent to freeze all of the university's investment in energy companies. Chairman Paul Matera is quoted as saying, "Our fiduciary responsibility, as awful as this may sound, is not to the environment, it is to the university." Students, faculty, and alumni who spoke at the meeting before the final decision was made said they would be disappointed if the university did not fully divest. Student Natasha Maniak asked how the board's fiduciary responsibility compares to damaging hundreds of relationships with students and alumni. She's quoted as saying, "I wonder, does Salem State University genuinely care about future generations?" Students and faculty have been calling for divestment for nearly 2 years. More than 660 students and 100 faculty members have signed petitions or letters, according to Divest SSU, which calls divestment an ethical imperative to stop climate change. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester school leaders have an approved concept for the next round of new school construction. The city council has control over any allocation of money for a feasibility study and down the road for the future use of any buildings squeezed out of an elementary school merger. Then there are people like John Dunn, according to Ray Lamont, the city's treasurer and chief financial officer, and Kevin Buckley, whose company coordinated the construction of the new West Parish School, who have handles respectively on the city's long-term financial picture and the state's funding of school projects through its Massachusetts School Building Authority. Tuesday, all of those parties will come together in a 7 p.m. City Hall meeting to discuss the myriad issues and questions around the proposal currently on the school committee's table. The plan calls for consolidating East Gloucester and Veterans Memorial Schools into a new building, likely on a 43-acre site in Swinson's Field and the Pines, or, after more recent talks, on an extended site around the current East Gloucester School and extending along to East Main Street. The meeting will come 24 hours after a Ward 1 community forum on the same subject, set for Monday at 6:30 at Veterans Memorial School in Gloucester, and both of those sessions follow two prior open forums on school future possibilities that each drew about 100 people at West Parish and then on September 26 at East Gloucester Elementary. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsports.com.